tonight's a big one. It's especially big for the Edmonton Elks, who have to win to stay alive. It's the Riders and the Elks. Let's light this rocket. We're underway at Mosaic, and the ball will be returned to the 40-yard line by the Riders, and not much doing on that return. A bit of a short kick.
A field goal attempt here for the Riders, and Brett Lowther,
who doesn't miss very often. He's at 86.8%, 33 of 38. This one is coming from the 23-yard line. Ball is down, kick is up, and the Riders have struck first, taking a 3-0 lead in the shotgun here on third and one. Sounds like a song. Here's Fajardo, drops back, he wants to throw, he's got a man downfield, and it is complete into the end zone. Touchdown Saskatchewan to Shaq Evans. Third and one turned into third and touchdown for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Evans in the end zone on a big bomb from Cody Fajardo. Everybody's going. Taylor Cornelius takes the snap. He'll roll to the right side. He's going to go now across the 45 to the 50 to midfield. Still on his feet. Cornelius to the 30 to the 20 and finally down inside the 20. What a run by Taylor Cornelius, who got that 6'5" frame really moving through midfield. Cornelius takes the snap, drops back. He's got time in the pocket. He'll throw.
Oh,
what a hit at the goal line. I think that's Darrell Walker, who's slow to get up. That was a touchdown pass to Walker as he was just inside the goal line, but he got absolutely crushed. Here's a field goal attempt from Sergio Castillo, and it's up and through, and the Elks will settle for 3 on this one, and it's a 10-3 game as Castillo hits the field goal. Receivers to the right side. Extra man on the line, so just one receiver to the left side, but the ball's going up the middle to Brown. Oh, man, he gets around the corner to the 30. He gets to the 35, the 40, the 45. Still on his feet across midfield.
He
fumbles the ball, but it goes out of bounds on the play. What a huge run again by Kevin Brown. I love this kid. Also for the Ucks, here's Cornelius. Drops back. All sorts of pressure coming at him. Can he get away from it? Yes, he's running and rolling across midfield to the 50 to the 45-yard line for a first down. And, man, Taylor Cornelius turned that play around. Two green shirts in his face. He ends up with a first down. Here's to the right for Cornelius. He'll throw that way. Complete to Darrell Walker at the 25. Nice move to cut inside. He'll get to the 10. He'll get to the 5. And he's down at the 3-yard line. Darrell Walker with a clutch catch. And it's first down Edmonton inside the 5. The ball is on the 1. Now the Elks can worry about getting into the end zone and tying this game up. Cornelius will go under center again to take the ball from Cordy. There's the snap. Cornelius will plow ahead. He's into the end zone. Antler up, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. Taylor Cornelius plows his way into the end zone for his 9th rushing touchdown of the season, and the Elks are a convert away from tying it. Cornelius stands 5 yards back to take the snap. Flags come out as he drops back. He'll throw. He's going for Dylan Mitchell. He's got it at the 30, the 20, the 10 into the end zone, but what is the penalty flag for? Well, have to wait and see what the call is, and it looks like Cornelius knows it's going against the Riders because he's got his arms in the air and is running back down to the Saskatchewan end zone. Lowther's attempt now coming from the 39-yard line. He hit the post from 36 and hit from 22. This one is up and through. Lowther back on target, and the Riders are now within 4. The field goal makes it 17-13, and Castillo puts the tee down, or the marking down, at the lucky 13-yard line. G with the snap, there's the kick, and it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. 20-13 now. Got his first 100-yard game last week. Another punt block. Third game in a row, a kick has been blocked. Oh, my goodness. And this is going to put the Riders inside the 25-yard line or around the 25-yard line to start this series. So Castillo out to try another field goal. John Ryan will hold it. We'll call it the 43. It's right between the 43 and the 44. Peter Aji with the snap. There's the hold by Ryan, and kick is up and through. And Sergio Castillo has increased the Elks' lead to 23-14. He's missed two tonight from 36 and 38. This one is going to come from the 35-yard line. Ball is pinned. Kick is up. Man, he's got this one back on track. It's 23-17 now. There's the snap. Fajardo drops back, throws into the end zone. Touchdown. And it is complete in the end zone to Braden Lenius. And the Riders have tied the game at 23 with 68 seconds to go. Also to come the point after attempt. Point after attempt is good. And for the first time in a long time, the Riders lead this game. 24-23, Saskatchewan takes the lead. And the Elks now have 68 seconds to keep their season alive. 63 seconds to put points on the board. Three receivers to the left side, two to the right. Cornelius throws, and it's complete. Darrell Walker's got that one across the 50 to the 51-yard line. Looked like he juggled a little bit, but second and 10. 33 seconds on the clock. Motion starts for Cornelius. He'll throw, and Walker's got another one to the 40-yard line. Darrell Walker coming through in the clutch for the Elks, and that won't be a first down, but it gets the ball to the 40.
Here comes Castillo.
From the 47.5-yard line, John Ryan will hold. Peter Aji will snap. Castillo looking to give the Elks the lead to keep their season alive. The ball is up, and Este Bueno. The Elks take a 26-24 lead over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders with 24 seconds to go. Oh, is it the final play of the game? Fajardo wants to load it up. He can't find anyone downfield. He's in the backfield dancing and spinning. He rolls to the left side. Finally, he dumps one deep downfield. It's into the air and onto the ground. And this one is over. And like the Bee Gees, the Elks are staying alive. 26-24. The Elks defeat the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and will live to fight another day in this playoff race in the CFL West.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.